Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tonight on The Bachelor, the feeling is virtual has come to a conclusion. But what did Kay think of the reunion show then? Leaked info depicts total chaos during the taping of The Bachelorette. Will this season be a total shit show? Plus, a recap of Jason Mesnick's season. Did ABC use a camera? Or was all the footage shot on a Samsung Razor camera phone? All that and more. It's our most dramatic episode ever. This is The Bachelor.
Hello and welcome to The Bachelor Podcast. I'm Kay York City.
And I'm Fat Carrie Bradshaw.
And we are back. I am back in New York City in a 14-day quarantine per New York law.
I'm back in New York City as well, actually, but I'm not under 14-day quarantine because I just came from upstate.
Did you drive back?
No, I took the Amtrak.
How was that?
It was fine. There was like almost nobody there, but I still had to like keep on a mask the whole time, all of that.
Oh yeah, of course.
So, you know, it's fine. I don't know how I'm feeling here. It's like kind of, I don't know. We'll see what the future holds.
I love your, I wish you guys could see this right now because Chris has a wig wall in back of him. If you guys have seen Schitt's Creek, think Moira's wig wall, and that is what I'm looking
at. I know, it's missing so many of them right now, though. She's so bare right now. Don't look at her. Because I left a bunch at my parents, and I have a bunch drying. I cleaned some yesterday.
They took a shower. We showered
them. They took a quick bath.
So we have a lot of stuff to talk about this week. First of all, I just want to like go back and reminisce about the podcast with Mike Johnson. Wow. That was unbelievable.
That was so something. It was such a good episode, and I was like, are Kay and Mike Johnson going to get married?
Honestly, we could, and I wouldn't be mad about that. I ship it. I feel like I should give like people an update on the feeling is virtual, but I want to see like, so Jake just got back to New York City. I am also in New York City now, but we are both under 14-day quarantine. So after that, I plan on meeting up with Jake, seeing if we hit things off and.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I feel like we should, we have to like follow through with it. We can't not follow through. He got a little jealous. During the reunion, which was like weird.
Yeah.
That was really weird for me just because I'm not used to having that type of jealousy. My ex-boyfriend was not a jealous guy, and when I understand that he freaked out like when I went and that I saw Ryan. But
I mean,
It was coffee, like I didn't bring him back. I feel like it doesn't, if I wanted to, I would have.
Listen, if someone's going to date Miss K York City, then that's the kind of shit they're going to have to handle.
They're going to have to handle it. I mean, that's just what it is.
She gets a lot of male friends, and that's how it is.
I know. I remember you messaged me, maybe it was a few weeks ago, and you were like, do you just have like a stock of hot guy friends that he just like,
there's so many of them.
There are so many. But none of them want to date me, so that's not a big deal.
Well, that's why you have Jake.
And that's why I have Jake. We'll see if that works out. Okay, so let's dive into this drama that's been going on the past week, like literally a whirlwind of a week with the Bachelorette season coming up. We already talked about Tayshia taking over Claire's season because Claire ended up finding her guy, But we came across this thread, and I feel like we should
It's a crazy thread. Yeah. So
let's pull it up.
Pull it up here. It's something. I'll tell you that.
Okay. So I'll start off and I'll read like the first two and then you pick up and continue. Okay. All right. So this is the thread. It's from Bachelor Suitcase Guy. You can find it on Lex Nico's Instagram. But this is a really interesting theory. None of us know if it's true or not, but I can't help but to
Yeah, it seems too complicated to not be real.
Right. There's too many details in this. So I'm going to I'm going to start. Okay. This is from Bachelor Suitcase Guy. One, Bachelorette update. Of my time working with this show, this has by far been the craziest week I've seen, a whirlwind to say the least. I will do my best to now update everyone on Bachelor Nation, as I know the fragmented updates are driving you all crazy. Firstly, in what is widely known as this point, Clarice found the love of her life, blah, 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 blah. I'm not going to read you who it is, but you can read that yourself. So the producers last week were super mad and they had to scramble to save the season and they were like not happy at all.
Okay, so we enter Tayshia, which we all know, fan favorite from Colton's season. Producers were hoping she'd save their season and she stepped up to the plate. She had been working on a new fashion business but decided to drop it for this opportunity. CH, Chris Harrison, apparently wooed her as he usually does.
Which so- I have a question about that.
Yeah, I'm like,
what is wooing mean? So I guess he just like talked her into ditching her hopes and dreams and becoming the Bachelorette.
I think it's like, you know, have you ever had like a boss that's like really can like convince you to do things because you feel bad?
Yes.
That's what I feel like it is.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know how it's like, you know, there's so many things that I do for like years because I like don't want to hurt my boss's feelings.
Right. No. Okay. That makes sense. That makes sense.
So some contestants initially thought too young to be cast on Claire's season and were turned away a few months ago were flown back in and are currently on set with Tayshia. A few of the men that Claire had sent home over the first few nights have also been asked back. A real hodgepodge.
Which for this to me is so bizarre because I feel like... I guess I have to be understanding the fact that we're in a pandemic and we can't just get like new guys all the time to quarantine to be, do this and do that. You know what I mean? But it also feels like leftovers.
Well, I feel like it sounds like it's a real shit show happening over there. Just these producers must be on the phone left and right, flying people in, flying people out. Like, also, who's being quarantined? They're all getting on planes. They're all coming back on planes.
Right. And I'm assuming all the guys who they're bringing back have to re-quarantine for 2 weeks.
Yeah, right.
Or so just, or get, I don't think the whole, like, I think they have to be tested, but I also think they have to quarantine for 2 weeks regardless because you could always get like a false negative or something like
that. But 2 weeks in Bachelor Land
is a long ass time.
They're not going to bring someone back in 2 weeks in.
Right.
With Tayshia. And then she's down to like six guys. And then they add people.
Honestly, they should have just chilled and waited for like a second to get.
Yeah.
Like,
well, it gets even crazier, which is.
Yes.
Imagine you're in the Bachelor Mansion. How would you stand out from all the rest and secure that coveted rose? Maybe it's a quirky and memorable introduction or crushing it at flag football. But what about a delicious smelling perfume mist that'll make you impossible to forget? Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Their fragrances are unique, complex, and turn heads. I love the smell of Sol de Janeiro. And I'm sitting here with Cheirosa 62 perfume mist and Cheirosa 59 perfume mist. Both of them are equally great. Cheirosa 62 perfume mist is an iconic, warm, and sunny fragrance that takes you to a forever kind of summer. It's beautiful. It smells great. It takes you to a place. And then there's Cheirosa 68 perfume mist with notes of salted ocean air and luscious florals. It's all great. You know, the word delicious is correct. It makes a statement. You're going to love Sol de Janeiro. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code BETCHLER10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com. Promo code BETCHLER10. Soldejaneiro.com. Promo code BETCHLER10.
This is where things get crazy. The morning after Tayshia's cocktail party, producers weren't happy with the storylines and connections developed the night before. Somehow the rush to save the season took some air out of the sails of Tayshia. Took the sails out of Tayshia and the men, and the energy was low. Which, honestly, like, no fucking, like, duh.
Yeah, because it's like, I'm excited. I'm in love with Claire. I'm ready for Claire. Oh, Claire's gone. Okay, let me just change direction here.
So get this. When this is when the producers got on the phone with Hannah Ann Sluss. This is when we saw that picture that we posted with Hannah Ann and the suitcase. We thought she was bringing her on as like a, you know, like the
like
spirit
a Demi,
guide.
Like a friend, yeah.
Yeah, like a friend. Like, here's my opinion. Let me help you out with this. Well, they decided to, for the first time in Bachelor history, create a panel of bachelorettes for the guys to choose from. He said her suitcase was abnormally heavy. Whatever.
I mean, of course it was. It's Hannah Ann. Like, yeah. That doesn't surprise me at all.
She has all of her Revolve clothes in there, just, like, packed to the brim.
Okay, and then, this is crazy. Becca K was also flown in two nights ago to the set and will serve as the third woman in what has become a bachelorette triumvirate.
I don't even know what the fuck that means.
I don't know what the fuck that
it's
means.
It's a panel
either.
Of three women.
Bachelor suitcase guy trying to use his PhD in his tweets. She broke off her engagement recently. She seemed extremely excited, shocked when he talked. So apparently he talked to her.
Right.
Bachelor suitcase guy. So he says, what this means, producers are still working out the details, but expect a hybrid rose ceremony set up where three girls will decide the men to keep. Lots of options opened up with the ground dates. I can't read. With group dates and even potential competition between the women. There will be three engagements.
Recap. With the whole Becca thing coming in, first of all, they haven't even announced the fact that they are not engaged anymore, Becca and Garrett. It is official, but we all know.
Well, it's also they're still talking about Claire, like last night on Greatest of All Time.
Right.
I think it'll be great. Honestly, after having to survive through all of these fucking Greatest of All Time episodes, this is the season of Bachelorette we deserve.
I mean, I totally agree. I think this is going to be really interesting and really fun, but I do have like two small like qualms with it. One, I do not think Becca should be on this show because she is still like not even announced out of her engagement yet. And she's wounded. I mean, this girl just went through having like a racist fiance, like just, embarrassing her across the internet. And now she's going to jump on to become the Bachelorette again. Babe, you just had two guys from The Bachelor, Ari and Garrett, both fuck you over. Both fuck you over. And then you're still going to come back for more? Also, I love Becca, but this is sad.
I love Becca too, but honey, maybe it's time we put your taste level under a microscope. Okay, we're picking Ari and we're picking Garrett.
Yikes.
Honey. No, no.
No, so that is one thing that I feel like Becca should not be the third one on there. The second, which I can't help but to point this out, it seems very, the suitcase guy put it. So the producers were not happy with Tayshia's cocktail party and how the energy was low and this and that. They had high hopes for her and they're like, wow, this sucks. Let's bring in two white girls to make it better.
It does feel a little bit like
it that. Feels a little like white savory. Let's make this better with the two white girls kind of a vibe.
It's like, oh, maybe we had too many racist guys, so let's just bring in some white girls to appease that.
Yeah, I don't to me, it just seems like you gave Tayshia one cocktail party. That's all. That's all you gave her, and you were like, "Oh, this is gonna suck. Let's
yeah,
bring
also
in."
Also, it's like a whirlwind for her and for the guys.
Yes, everybody's coming out of quarantine. Nobody's seen people for a million years, or at least have been like dating, like seriously dating, or have been on TV. So, I mean, yeah, of course, like she's been thrown into this out of nowhere.
Yeah,
and it's going to be a lot to handle. So them sitting there being after one night being like, I don't think this is it. Let's bring in Hannah Ann and Becca. I feel weird about it.
It feels a little paradisey also.
It does feel very paradisey because now I'm thinking, so is it the guys choosing the women, like picking like who they want to be with? Or is it the women picking the men? And now, and then it's like three different teams and it's.
Well, that's also, he said like the women might like have competition amongst each other.
So then.
So it's very paradisey.
So the men don't get a choice on who they get to be with. The women do.
No, I think they get, I don't know. It
but
must
you know
work
what I mean?
Like paradise.
It's either like one or the, it's one or the other. It's either the women are choosing or the men are choosing.
Well, I think it's like as long as the women, even if two women like the same guy, like as long as one of them's keeping him there, like he could in theory still be like dating multiple people.
Oh my God.
It seems like just gonna be a shit show.
This is a
what was supposed to be the most mature season in Bachelor history is quickly going downhill.
It's turning into like a fraternity sorority mixer.
Like it's literally like, I mean, we'll see. The thing is, I hated Hannah Ann up until that finale. And I was like, okay, bitch, you fucking slay. So,
slay.
Becca, I like don't even remember because she was on so long ago.
I think I like Becca. I think she is so nice. I've talked to her a few times. She's like, she seems really like, chill and kind of grounded
like
for them. She's
earth,
not
yeah.
She's not very like, oh my God, like this, and you know, it's not, it yeah, seems yeah. very natural and very human. Yeah. Becca like does, but like horrible forced. Taste in men.
I mean horrible taste in men.
Just
but
horrible taste in men.
I guess Ari wasn't really her fault, but
no, but so that's going to be happening. At least that's what we think. Like I said, this is a rumor. It's Bachelor Suitcase Guy is the one who tweeted it, but you can see this thread on Lex Nico's Instagram account. It's very interesting to read. By the way, there is a spoiler in there. It says who Claire chose, which I think is public knowledge, but I'm trying to keep that from you guys unless you decide
want
you want to look and want to see it. But until then, make sure you guys are following us on Instagram at The Bachelor and on Twitter at Bachelor Pod. Chris and I are live tweeting every Monday night, and we're keeping you guys up to date on what's going on in Bachelor Nation, different funny things that we see. And, you know, we're going to start playing around with the reels a little bit more since those are popping. The two that I posted are like at almost like 500,000 views each.
I posted one on my personal of me just walking, and it's at like 70,000 views or something like that.
Yeah, I think so. We should start doing, you know, more of that stuff, just like quick updates, because it's the reels for me.
I'll talk to you about this off the air. It'll be a surprise for the listeners.
But I have an idea.
Because you know how I think I was texting you about this, how on Greatest of All Time, whenever they check in with the former contestants, they're like, wealthy, they have families now. I want
a giant kitchen.
Yeah, I want to check in with the one that's like, nope, everything went to shit that day and everything stayed to shit.
And we're still on the down.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have a question about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Let's get into a quick recap of The Bachelor, greatest of all time last night. We did Jason Mesnick's season. And to be honest, I don't know why every season that they're choosing, I'm like, I feel like there's better options. But this season was exciting. The only problem I had was that it has already been on Netflix for like 6 months.
Exactly. That's why I'm like, why? Also, why is that the season that's on Netflix?
Right.
It's so poorly shot. That's my issue.
I'm dead. You tweeted, what did you say? Like, thank God.
That they finally stopped shooting on flip phones.
I mean, it literally, the contrast was so, like, it is so bad to the point where it's even a square on the screen. They had to add extra.
I mean, here's the thing, though, also, and this is going to be an unpopular opinion. I actually feel guilty saying this, but I kind of feel like Jason Mesnick can get it. Like, he was still hot.
Wait, like later? Like now?
Like now, I thought he was still
hot. I don't think he was hot then.
And he's like, I didn't think he was hot then, and I
certainly don't think he's hot now.
The producers at The Bachelor work hard. Jason Mesnick's Rogaine works harder because he had more hair now than he did on the season.
That was so funny. Chris sent me a text last night when we were watching it, and he was like, I was fully prepared to see. What did you say? Like something
about. Fully thought he would be bald because he was like, his hair was definitely thinning during that season. I'm just happy for him.
Just really happy. Molly looks amazing.
They both
their story
look
is crazy. I think they have the best Bachelor story out of anyone. Yes. Like I know Tristan and Ryan, they're still married too, but I think this, how it worked out, how it played out, I think is
crazy.
Crazy. And which is why I didn't super mind them playing the season, but I just watched this. It's been on since literally, I think I watched it during like the holidays in December, like at my parents' home.
I'm surprised that Netflix didn't have issue with them playing that. Yeah.
I don't know if it's still on Netflix now.
It is. I saw it yesterday. So like it definitely is. But for those of you that didn't watch, quick recap of the season. Basically he gets down to like three girls that he seems very connected with. He sends one packing, and it's devastating. And then he has to choose between these two girls. He picks one. He proposes to her. And then unlikely Bachelor situation is that they got to, like, spend all that time together afterwards.
Right. Okay, so, yeah, they got to spend time together. Actually, should we just, like, go through it and then get into it?
Yeah, let's go through it, I guess.
Okay, right? So Jason Mesnick was on Deanna's season, and what they showed a clip of him proposing. He made it to the final two, and what was crazy is that I guess during that year or like up until then, they let the guys get all the way down on one knee before they were like, wait, just kidding.
They let them say everything they need to say.
I mean, he was literally on the ground, like knee on the ground. And she goes, he proposes. And then she says, no, I can't. He stands up and she goes, I'm in love with someone else. Like, damn.
She said that shit like, that bitch done pumped ice in her veins before. I was kind of obsessed, to be honest. Ooh. But like, ooh, bitch, if that was me.
I would have jumped straight then.
Oh my God. I would have been like, okay, it seems like a great day to walk into the ocean. I'll see you there.
See ya. I mean, that was absolutely crazy. The fact that he got all the way down on one knee. So he became the Bachelor, and Man, when I started seeing all these women get out of the limo and like the fashion, this took place in 2009. And this is like,
okay, wait, I'm sorry. 2009, that camera work is inexcusable.
Inexcusable.
2009, in my head, that was like years before that.
I know. And it's certainly, I'm going to check and make sure, but let me look. I'm almost positive. Jason Mesnick, Bachelor. I'm pretty sure it took place. Yeah.
You know what else came out in 2009? Avatar, okay? Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince, okay? Don't tell me the technology wasn't there. Twilight.
Right.
The Hangover, okay? We had the technology.
2009. And this looks like it was truly taken on a potato.
I mean, really?
So this is also like the height of MySpace, and which we found out that one of the girls stalked him on MySpace. And the fashion, I mean, the bang bump, that.
The poof.
I mean, I did that.
It was very like Jersey Shore times.
Girls would cut their bangs just to bump it back. The bang.
It was a choice.
It was a choice. So the fashion, especially Melissa, when she got out of the limo with her like bump, but it also looked like her dress looked like a fraternity formal dress. That's like a little cocktail. It was just
every dress that I've seen so far on any of these greatest of all time episodes, with very few exceptions, I'm like, why?
Horrific.
Producers are doing these girls dirty. We're sitting through hours of commercials. You know they're raking in the cash. Buy them a dress. Stop sending these girls to Wet Seal in the mall before that they get on the plane.
There's literally an hour worth of commercials, FYI.
I know it.
Because when Chris and I were timing the amount of black girls on screen, which I don't think there were this season either.
Zero,
yeah. We timed out how much airtime was actually on the screen, and it was still, it was like 2 hours and something.
No, it's literally 2 hours and 5 minutes, because on Hulu, I have like no commercial Hulu when they're 2 hours and 5 minutes.
So that's where we are. Anyways, so we get into the house, all the girls are in there, and this is the funniest thing. So Jillian starts talking about her hot dogs, and like, I have to touch on this because it was just so bizarre, but I don't know if it's far off.
I don't know what the hell she was talking about.
Okay. So, she was talking about the hot dogs and how she was like grilling in her dress, first of all. Grilling in her dress in like the first night, I would not be sitting here like grilling wieners my first night in Bachelor Mansion during a cocktail party.
Oh my God, like, no. I'd be blackout.
Yeah, like what? So, and she goes, well, it tells a lot like what a guy puts on his hot dog, like what kind of guy he is. And so she said, ketchup is like a good, loyal guy. Sauerkraut is like the bad boy. First of all, who's putting sauerkraut on their hot dog? Like, right. Like just at any given time.
I don't understand.
Nobody just has like sauerkraut on hand.
And then mustard was what?
And then mustard was like the good mix, like the perfect mix between like the good and the bad boy, like the edgy, like fun kind of guy, but still like loyal, whatever.
What do you put on your hot dog?
I put mustard on mine, bitch. Though I do like a little relish.
I was going to say, I'm a relish or...
And a little sriracha, if I'm like feeling crazy.
Okay, wow. So I don't even think they had sriracha back then. In
probably not.
2009.
Our producer, Mike, just says I'm a ketchup guy, so...
Yeah, Mike, we know you're a ketchup
guy. Hit up Mike Coscarelli for a loyal guy. Get him in his DMs. He's a ketchup guy, so we love. So he starts bringing on all the girls, and we're meeting like, we have like Shannon, who's the dental hygienist, and I have never seen a more like if I had to think of a dental hygienist in my head, it would look like Shannon.
You know what I was thinking of the whole time? Remember, did you watch The Office?
Oh, yeah.
When Dwight sleeps with Pam's friend at the wedding, and he's like, not interested. And Michael's like, how can you not be interested? And he's like, she's a dental hygienist from Carbondale, and she makes love like one. Next.
Oh, my God. That's what I kept thinking of. She makes love like one. Next.
Because when she kept saying I'm a dental hygienist, I was like, from Carbondale. Anyway, it was just funny to me.
Also, like, a lot of these women on there, they're, I'm saying older, but they are not older, but they're like, you know, 28, 29. There's like 30, like 30 plus in here, which I think is great. I don't know when we started slipping into the 21-year-old age bracket, 22, but these girls were a little older, but they do, like, all of them were saying, like, they all of them want to be a stepmom. They all want to, like, stay at home. They all want to cook, like, all of them, which I thought was very interesting because, like, that's one thing he says about Naomi. Like, one of the things she says, like, the first night, she was like, you know, I love cooking and, like, I'm ready to be a stepmom, this and that. I'm like, what? You don't even know this guy or this kid.
Yeah, I think because he had a kid, that they all, like, were saying things that maybe they didn't actually mean.
Right. Like, that's a huge task to bring on a child that, or, like, to raise a child that is not yours.
For sure. I mean, I'm ready. I feel like I'm ready to be a stepmom. It's, like, something I foresee in my future. But I think a lot of those women were saying that, even though it's like It Takes Two, when the stepmom is like a nightmare in front of
the kids.
Like, with just the kids, she's like a nightmare. But in front of the guy, she's like, so I sweet, love perfect. Kids. Yeah. Clear as glass. In fact, I can see right through you. So that's what I thought. I was getting, like, evil stepmother vibes from some of them.
Yeah, I agree. And, like, there were some also cringy moments this season. Like, Shannon, going back to Shannon and the dental hygienist. She had one of the most awkward, like, cringy moments that I've ever seen on the show. Where she's, like, crying. First of all, she goes and pukes. And then she comes back and she's crying to him, being like, you can't let me go. Like, I want to be here with you. Like, I mean, a complete mess, like snot running down her face.
And wasn't she also the one that was like, give me the first rose. You're going
No, this is a different girl.
Or was that Jillian?
No, that wasn't Jillian. Oh, God. I forget which girl that was. I was so, like, enthralled with what she was saying, I didn't even, like, write down her name. But there was a girl who was, like, almost bullying him and being like, if you're not going to give me this rose, I'm going to be pissed. And he was like, do you think you, like, are entitled to one? She was like, no, like, I only want you to give it to me if you want to give it to me, but, like, you're going to give it to me, right?
But, like, you're going to give it to me.
That was.
Yeah, she was.
That approach doesn't really work. I feel like that happened on a season recently that we just watched.
It was Lace. It was kind of like Lace.
It was like a Lace situation.
She was also like, oh my God, you want to kiss me right now, don't you? Just do it. Get it over with. And he was like,
okay. Like, no kiss starting with that is going to be good.
No. It was intense also.
Because then the pressure's on and then you both feel awkward, like, going in for it. You should be going in for a kiss because you're, like, inclined to go in for a kiss, not because, like, somebody was forcing you.
Yeah.
To kiss them.
Bless her.
So then we have Stephanie, who was unbelievably sweet. This, like, Southern woman, a little bit older. But her husband died in a car crash, a plane crash. And this was just like Emily. Mm-hmm. And Emily was found out she was pregnant after, but Stephanie already had it. This is so sad. Like, how is this? How are there two people that this has happened to, you know, within a couple years of each other. Both on the same show.
I mean, casting must, you know, obviously look for like the saddest stories, but also it's just fucking crazy that that happened in real life to two people.
Right. So they bring, so they show Stephanie again later, like they interview her, they bring her back to the show, and she brings her daughter on stage, who is now on stage, LOL, on screen, who is now 15, which is crazy. And her daughter was talking about how she's into Ty, which is Jason's son.
Which I don't understand teenage lingo any longer. When they're like, she's like, we share social media.
What do you mean share?
I was like, what does that mean?
That doesn't, you followed each other or like.
And she's like, he'll probably give me a snap.
Oh my God, Snapchat.
And it's, I was like,
one
that
more guy.
Snapchat is not for teenagers.
If one more guy asks me, Snapchat is for teenagers. That's the thing.
Well, not my kids.
Not
what happens down there.
Snapchat is for like late teen, like I want to say 18 at least. 18 to like 22, 23 maximum.
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't have a Snapchat because I'm 30.
I do, but I do I never get on it. I just like have it on my phone. And I get people ask, like guys ask me for my Snap, like from dating apps all the time. And I'm so weirded out by it. I'm like, why? Instead of my number, you want my Snap?
And it's like dirty.
Yeah. And all they're doing is sending like weird, like selfies from awkward angles. And I'm like, I don't think I need that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, no. So she and she basically is like hitting on Jason Mesnick's son without him being there.
But, you know, get it, girl. Like,
yeah,
you know,
get yours.
Shoot your shot. Bachelor teens, what? Which is so bizarre in general. But anyways, they finally make it to hometown. They've narrowed it down. And one of the weirdest hometowns, I have to say, is Naomi's, when her family had a burial for a dove.
Oh my God, I forgot about that. That her mom hit in her car, but then her mom was like, no, she flew it. It flew into
she
my
killed
car.
She killed herself. That's what her mom said.
Yeah, that the dove committed suicide by vehicle.
What? And then she tried to say that it was because they wanted to she did it because, or the dove did it because they wanted to have, you know, a celebration, a ceremony for having Jason there.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what happened with the dove.
That is like completely
fucking bonkers.
Fucking bonkers. Yeah. We'll just call it what it is. But Jillian ends up going home on during the hometowns. Weirdly, not Naomi. Weirdly, not Naomi. But Jillian goes home, and then they bring back Jillian, you know, years later. She's talking about she was supposed to get married this year, but you know, COVID, this and that. And then we find out she threw out her engagement ring.
By mistake.
She
threw it out by mistake. Also, she was like, you know, like you get so many packages. And I'm like, so you just throw out your packages that you get?
But like, do you not open them?
Also, you're getting your engagement ring delivered via Amazon?
Amazon, no. She wasn't Amazon. I'm dying.
That we know of.
That we know of. It very well could have been an Amazon package that was like stolen off her doorstep.
Like 100% that's what could have happened. I've lost how many Amazon packages?
Yeah, that's insane. Let's see. Melissa... So they're at the rose ceremony and in New Zealand, and you know, it's down to Molly and Melissa. And again, with the fashion, the dresses were like crazy.
Oh girl, those dresses.
Right. The dresses were crazy.
The muumuu.
There was no waistline on Melissa's dress.
No. And these are beautiful women. Okay. I'm like,
beautiful women. And so he ends up, Molly comes out first, and we all know, like, this is what it is. Whoever comes out first is the one who gets sent home. So Molly comes out. He says all these amazing things to her, and then he's like, I can't imagine my life without you, or like some bullshit. And then he was like, but I'm in love with somebody else. And she's like, huh?
Oh, that was so.
And, you know, on their way out, she was like, I feel like you're making a mistake. This is a mistake. This is a mistake. Like, I feel like you're going to do this, and then you're going to end up unhappy. And
listen, this is what I'm going to say about that. I am someone that has said that I've said that to several people, like, you are going to regret this. And, you know, I'm still sitting here being like,
nobody's
maybe regretting. In a couple years, they'll come back and say they regretted it. But with her, because I knew it was coming, I was like, God, that is so fucking powerful.
Powerful. I believed her.
You're going to regret this. And she's right. I love that.
That was, I mean, imagine if I were her, I would literally have this, like, I'd be on like a pedestal for the rest of my life.
Oh my God. I would be like, can you empty the dishwasher? Remember when I said that I would be right and I was empty the dishwasher?
And then but I'm always right. So he ends up proposing to Melissa, and when it comes back to the final, or after the final rose, it was private. It was not in front of an audience.
That was weird.
Which was interesting. But so we find out what we were talking about at the beginning of the episode, that they got to spend a lot of time. They spent the holidays together after the season ended. They spent the holidays together, but they also, a lot of their communication was long distance over the phone, this and that. They were struggling because, you know, Melissa was like, I just feel like I wasn't getting that, you know, security back from him. But in my head, it was like, you know what? We're together. It'll be better. It'll be better. It's just because we're apart. And turns out that's not true. And I did not know, like, you would think that if they would have had that time together, he would have ended it privately, because I don't think Bachelor at that time would have been like, you need to let us put this on air like they did.
I don't know. It seems like maybe that is what happened.
He thinks, because, I mean, so she didn't even know coming. So when they brought Melissa on, so Jason told Chris and was like, hey, yeah, I don't think this is it. I'm still in love with Molly. And then they bring Melissa on, and he basically had to tell her right there, like, this is over.
Yeah. I would beat his ass.
Oh my God.
And she was like, something happened. And she must have known, like, you can tell when somebody is like having feelings for someone else. So, like, I'm sure that affected their getting to know each other time immensely.
Right. And God, I understand, because she was like, you know, why did you get down on one knee? Why did you put a ring on my finger? And then he just kept saying, because on that day. You can't just say because on that day. It had to have been like, because I was in love with you, not just because it was that day. That's what I wanted. It's like, yeah, well, today I want pizza, and yeah, tomorrow I'm going to want something else. Like, that's
he
not
was like,
the
excuse. You like picked, it felt like he was like, you made me pick you.
Right, just because that's what you were feeling on that day.
Exactly. It's bizarre.
Yeah, so he breaks up with her on camera, and at the very end, I love that she was like, when she was getting ready to leave the stage, she was like, don't call me, don't text me, leave me alone.
Yeah.
And ooh, I was bitch. Like, bitch. I was like, that's fire. And he was like, okay, and she walked off, and like, that was really the last we saw of her. But then Molly comes on, and she is still like, I'm still in love with him. Like, I still have those feelings. Like, I would have been like, nah, fuck this guy. I was like, he can do whatever he wants, but she's still like compassionate. Like, she clearly like was in love with him, and like, this is what she wanted, because she still had those feelings. She was, you know, open to forgiving him about like all the stuff.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the producers must have, like, checked in with her first and were like, so.
You still like him, right? Like,
yeah, because then
she had to have been producing.
She was supposed to be the next Bachelorette.
Right.
And she was like, I knew even when they asked me that it wasn't, like, right because I still had feelings for him and da da da. But it did seem genuine when she, like, responds, like, yeah, like, let's try it out, basically.
Yeah, so
it seemed like a genuine reaction from him.
Right, because he said to her, he was like, you know, this is what just happened. I'm still in love with you, and I want to, like, give it a shot. And, like, her face was like, oh? Like, imagine being told, like, everybody wants their, like you said, everybody wants their ex to be like, I fucked up. I made a mistake.
Do you know that last night after watching that, I had a dream about someone that I said things like that to? Like, I had a dream that he texted me.
You know, that should happen to everybody, but it worked out for them. They've been married for 10 years. They have other kids together, and they renewed their vows, which was really, really sweet, sort of. Chris Harrison was like, I just want everybody to know that I did your wedding, even though I didn't in the first place.
Oh, yeah, that was so bizarre.
Which their wedding in the first place was a shit show because it was a full-blown monsoon.
Oh, my God, that was tragic.
Tragic.
Like, no, honey, that's why you need a backup tent.
I would have lost my mind, but
I once was at a wedding where the bride, it was like, I'm like, this shit is going to storm if they don't hurry this up. And we were all outside, and literally the second the bride got to the end of the aisle, it was like, and started like down, and she didn't even blink an eye and ran back in.
And bye.
45 minutes later, we all were in a tent. Like, it was like,
that's what it is. But so that was Jason Mesnick's season. Like I said, I'm glad it's a good season. There's lots of drama, but I feel like we could have done another one. The next one is Nick Viall's season, which will be on the 31st. So there's going to be 2 weeks with no episodes, but don't worry. We'll have, podcast episodes for you. We're going to try to get a guest on. But until then, keep up to date with our Instagram account at The Bachelor and Twitter at Bachelor Pod. We'll give you all the updates on what's going on with Bachelor Nation, Tayshia's season, Claire, Becca K, who the fuck knows what's going on. But we will make sure we have all the info for you. But until then, I'm Kate City.
And I'm Fat Carrie Bradshaw.
Bye.
Bye.
Betches.